Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you?
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow. Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal. To save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. Yes, we are back this week talking about Sarah, episode 2 of Smallville. Oh my gosh. I am so freaking bummed. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm just like speechless. We saw what happened last week. Now we saw the aftermath this week. And I don't know, I was talking to the guys on my little pre-show before this show, and I wasn't going to say anything, but I have to say, I mean, I was just bummed. I mean, as bummed as Felicity was, I felt literally like a death in the family. I mean, it's kind of like you get attached to these characters, and now believe me, I didn't get that attached, but, you know, it is someone dying, you know, you kind of care for, you kind of want her to have a really nice life with Oliver, and, you know, that chemistry worked. It wasn't forced like the one they're trying to force on with Laurel in the beginning of the series, and wow, I am still shocked that she's dead. I'm still hoping that she's going to wake up in the freezer, like a Walking Dead type of deal. Why not? But Sarah, Black Canary, version 1, because we know version 2 is coming up, is now gone. And still, the dad doesn't know. He still referenced Sarah during the hallway scene of the hospital when Laurel was trying to confront the guy that was being attacked by the Arrow guy, trying to get some answers, and of course he gets shot too, the same exact way her own sister does. Very emotional here. I don't know. Call me a wimp, whatever. I'm very emotional. I don't know why. I mean, it just bums me. And then when Felicity started to cry and started to tell Oliver, you know, if you could be human for once, you know, show some emotion, that's how I felt. I'm like, I'm trying to be a man, you know, trying to keep it all in. But, man, it was hard. It was so hard. All right, well, enough about me. Let's hear what the fans have to say. If you're listening to us live on the Internet right now, please dial in 914-338-1036. We are on live for the next 27 minutes, so please call in. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. We are on Twitter at ArrowTalk, all one word, and also on iTunes, so you can subscribe to our podcast and enjoy every single episode so far. All right, let's go to the phones. From area code 239, welcome to the sad ArrowTalk podcast.
Matt from Florida. I'm trying to act into a sad voice. It was just...
Oh, yeah, I know. We can't be too happy, right?
I mean, the whole...
It's like losing a friend.
And then the ending, we finally see something going on where Thea is. I thought it was just...
Oh, yeah, the big reveal. You know, I wish they did play the dun-dun-dun.
It was just... Then you see him walking in, and it's like he's under his control. I mean, she's under her father's control now. It's like what she's going to
go through... We saw that coming, right, Matt? I mean, it wasn't that much of a shocker. Were you that shocked?
No, because I somehow knew she was going to join her father.
Yeah, and I think I even recall you said something last week when you're like, she's probably in training with Merlin.
Yeah, because we saw it in the trailer. And
right.
Episode, it's almost like references.
I know.
Learned from the League of Assassins, like she's going to get infected with something and she's going to become evil. Because at the end, she said, "Thanks, Dad." Which I thought was
That's
crazy.
It.
But the episode was amazing. Even in the flashback,
it was
Tommy,
so well written. Yeah.
What if Tommy killed Sarah? Tommy could still be alive.
Oh, when I saw the flashback and Tommy's there, I'm like, Tommy's back? What's going on?
Yeah.
I know he's back in flashback mode, but it was so great to see him again. I don't know why. I got excited.
Yeah, but here's my theory, though. What if Malcolm took Tommy's dead body to the League of Assassins and Tommy was put in the Lazarus pit?
Oh, in the pit. We soon shall see. All right, let's see who else is on the line with you, Matt, from area code 772. Welcome to the very sad Rest in Peace, Sarah episode.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, welcome back. Did you watch, Sarah, the episode that aired this week?
Yes, I just watched it about 2 hours ago. Our time.
No, how?
I had to take.
Were you sad, or were you like, eh, she wasn't good
was
anyways,
sad.
You know, whatever?
I was sad. It's so, she gets in the, she's in the show for one show to come back. I was surprised she came back. I was glad she came back, and then she gets killed. I mean, I like that character. I know.
I know.
It's
like,
me a little bit.
Her first night back, and then boom, she's dead.
I know. I really thought they'd keep her on for a little while, because I like that character. She was good.
Me too. She was so good. She wasn't annoying. Which was, first of all, you know, she wasn't annoying. And she, you know, she played the role well. And she had great chemistry with Stephen Amell. I mean, great chemistry.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, Mary Beth. Let's see, from area code 224, we have a new caller. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
This is Dan from Chicago.
Hey, Dan. So are you taking it as bad as me, or do I have to man up?
It was just like when Jonathan Kent died, actually.
Oh, you're so true. That's exactly how I'm feeling.
You know,
hit
like
the nail on the head.
Yeah, it's kind of really, you know. But, yeah, it was such a good episode. I watched it a couple hours ago as well. And, I'm
and
like,
then, you know
what
was creepy is the way they had her in the background just laying on the table. I'm like, decomposing maybe? Hello?
Right, exactly, yeah.
And then finally, Felicity did make reference that she was upstairs now in the freezer, you know, because they didn't know what to do with the body.
Cool.
And I mean, literally, what do you do with it? Do you burn it and then give Laurel the ashes? But who does the burning? Oh, my gosh, imagine that job.
Oliver could have. Because he's like, doesn't
I don't know. Well, I guess
so
he can. I think you're
that.
Right. I guess he can because it's more of an honor to, like, burn the fallen hero, you know, just like how they did it back in the ancient days. Oh, man, I'm
imagine
still bummed. I don't know.
Who's this other archer guy that's killing everybody? You know what I mean? I want to know who he is.
Oh, the masked archer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt from Florida, do you know his name?
Komodo, but it wasn't him.
Komodo. Oh, it wasn't him that killed Sarah.
No, but I'm thinking we just still don't know because I watch sometimes on YouTube the Arrow after shows from AMC Movie Talk, and this guy John says, what if it was Tommy?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Sarah did say.
But why would he kill her?
I brought up earlier as a theory, what if Malcolm took Tommy's body to the League of Assassins.
Oh, but remember even Oliver said they don't kill their own. Remember that one line?
Okay.
So that's definitely out of the picture. Yeah, he says no, they don't kill their own. So there you go. All right, let's see one more caller to join us from area code 469. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Sad Rest in Peace podcast.
What's up, Jesus? Joe from Krypton, man, a.k.a. Mr. Diehard.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
AKA all the above. Hey, Joe, are you bummed as much as I am, or are you like, you know, hey, dude, move on?
I'm not going to lie, man. I cried a little bit when everyone else was having their emotional moments. Yeah, dude. She was a really big part of the team. And it was really sad to see her go.
Yeah. And then when Felicity was just pouring her eyes out. And don't you love it how she even gave a little reference to Wonder Woman when she pictured Sarah as this Amazonian goddess, you know, warrior. And I'm like, holy crap, that's Wonder Woman she's describing.
Yeah, a little nod.
Can't wait
to
see her face when she sees Diana Prince. Maybe never.
Yeah, I geeked out on that part a little bit. But, yeah, that's the big theory online. I watched that AMC movie talk also, and the big theory online is that it's Tommy is the one that killed Sarah. That's what everyone's saying.
Oh, my
God. Crazy.
I don't know. Do we want Tommy to come back? Cause we remember Peeping Tommy. Do you guys remember Peeping Tommy before he died?
Yeah.
Mary Beth, let's go around the room. Do you want Tommy to come back from the dead?
Not really. I don't think he's important.
Yeah, I think I'm done. I mean, it was cool to see him in the flashback, but I'm agreeing with you, Mary Beth. Tell us why.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be that important to the show. So, and I was surprised at that flashback. I didn't remember the Hong Kong thing because I'm not into the comics, so I didn't know that he was in Hong Kong. So that was something new I learned.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Think we're
I came back that much. Well, maybe.
Yeah, we moved from the island to Hong Kong.
Yeah, but maybe Malcolm. Who knows? Killed her.
Maybe who did it?
Malcolm.
Oh. Malcolm.
The one who's training Thea? No,
he's training with Thea.
Yeah. The one who's training Thea?
I know Malcolm. He's pretty important in this series. All right, cool. Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. Do you want Tommy to come back from the dead, or are we good with him being out of the picture?
I think we're good. I'm thinking, what if it was Slade? That's also going through my mind. I know he's trapped on the island, but what if someone got him out?
Yeah, but why would he go after her? Wouldn't he just go after Oliver after all that?
We know it's not Ra's al Ghul. We know it's not Lisa al Ghul because they team up in the upcoming episode, The Magician, I've read online.
Yeah.
Oliver.
Okay. All right. So let's hear Dan. Dan, do you want Tommy to come back?
Yes, because I think it'd be a good story to have him come back to get sort of revenge for, you know, Malcolm brainwashing Tommy into killing the Arrow, you know, trying to get, you know, the Arrow. Yes, I want him to come back.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be crazy if Tommy and Thea hooked up? It was like, hey, we have the separate moms. Hello. I'm kidding. All right, Joe, do you want some more Tommy, or did you have enough, Joe?
I think it could be a cool storyline, but I want to see some fresh blood, man. I want to see some new villains. I'm tired of these recycled
new, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think this whole rehashing thing could get old really quick, but I'm with you, Joe. Also with Mary Beth. I'm with you, Mary Beth. I think we're done with Tommy. I mean, we gave him, a season and some change of Tommy and then Peeping Tom. And then I thought that was really weird when he was Peeping Tom, when he was watching Laurel and Oliver have sex, and he's looking in the window. I'm like, oh, creepo.
Oh, man, I remember that. That was crazy.
Remember that? That's when I tagged him as Peeping Tom because he was literally looking through the window.
That is funny.
All right, let's go around the room. We got, if you're listening to us live on the internet, please call in 914-338-1036. We're talking about Sarah, Episode 2, Season 3 of Arrow. Let's go around the room. What was your favorite scene of tonight's episode and why? While you're thinking about your favorite scene, let me tell you mine. Mine is, of course, I've already mentioned it before, the conversation between Felicity and Oliver in the What do they call the cave? It's not the Batcave, because I know that's comparisons to Batman, but
okay.
What are we calling the basement?
Arrow.
Do they have a name
Arrow
yet?
Cave.
Arrow Cave. There you go. Arrowhead Cave. There you go. Mm-hmm. Good one, Joe. So my favorite was that scene when she was just pouring her eyes out, like when Oliver was on her about tracking the driver and all this and that, and Felicity just plain straight up stops him, and she says, "I know how important it is to try to, you know, find out where this person is, and you do not need to remind me." And, you know, I lost a friend, and then she starts her speech, and then she starts crying, and then Oliver, it almost looked like he was going to cry, but he was like, "I need to be strong in order to lead the group," and it made sense. And then "This is the life I've chosen," and then Felicity says, "You know, this made me realize I have to cherish life, and it's worth way more than this." And she walked away, and I was just like, whoa, this whole death shook up the group. It's kind of like, whoa, are we in it or are we out? And it looks like Felicity might be out. We don't know. Of course, you know, there's a lot more complicated things because she does come back later on to help out. But that big question is, wow, is all this worth our life? And that was a big question any hero will take. And so for me, that scene was so powerful. And I think I'll watch that scene over and over because it was very powerful. And it, you know, pretty much they all have targets on their back. You know, sometimes we forget because we're watching a TV show. But, I mean, if this was real life, they all have targets on their back 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it hit Felicity where she was like, she was shooken up. She was just like, wow, this actually happened. She's upstairs dead in a freezer because we don't know what we're going to do to her body. I can imagine Felicity is picturing herself up in the freezer upstairs and thinking, what are they going to do with my body once I'm dead? You know, it's like, wow, what do you do? What do you do? And so for me, that scene really stood out, and kudos to the writer. I mean, it was just really well done. All right, so that's my take of my favorite scene. Let's go to you, Joe, from Krypton.
I got to agree with you, man. I like that scene also, but I'm going to have to go in the unpopular unpopular scene and go with the Ray Palmer Felicity scene where he kind of shows his human side, and he's like, "I know you're upset, and it's not with me." He really showed a different side of himself. He's not the arrogant jerk, you know?
And yeah.
I can't help it. When he talks, he sounds like Superman. Because, you know, he was Superman in Superman Returns.
Dude, when he's in the suit, I was like, "Hey, Clark."
Yeah,
they better not give him glasses because that will really ruin it.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, that is so Superman. What he's doing is so Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. It was nice. That was my
favorite. He's so great. I mean, whatever he does. I mean, he was great as Superman, but the script was bad. But he did his job. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, even in this new role, I could see you, and then I'm starting to give him a chance to be this new character. Because I did at first, hey, it's Superman Returns, yada, yada, yada. But now he's starting to, like, work on me where he's playing this new character, which eventually he'll be a superhero.
Yeah. Well, I heard they're going to use him as a villain. I hope they don't do that because the Atom is part of the Justice League. I hope they don't use him as a villain.
Yeah, well, that's what I was referring to. But you said they're going to use him as a villain?
That's what I heard. That's what I read, that they were going to use him as a villain for this season. I was like, no way. Get out of here. No way, man. Ray Palmer is not a villain. Part of the Justice League.
No, they better not. Or maybe just like for a second and then switch him over. I don't know.
Yeah,
misunderstood
cool.
type of deal.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, what was your favorite scene in tonight's episode, Arrow?
Between Diggle and Oliver, when he told, you know, Diggle said he didn't want to die, and Diggle said, "Well, then don't." That was pretty cool. Like, he was straightforward, "Well, then don't die." He didn't want to get too more emotional, and he's like, "Well, then don't die." I liked that episode. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to tell you this. I mean, that bromance that they have, it totally works. You know, and it's not cheesy either. You know, it's not cheesy like Dawson's Creek or whatever other bromances they try to, you know, like 90210 and all that.
Right. It seems like they got really good chemistry, like they're actually friends outside of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
like.
Can tell.
Yeah.
You could totally tell that. Yeah, and that's great. Once you have that between cast members, that's it's just gold.
It's funny that you guys were talking about Brandon Routh and everything. When Felicity and, you know, Ray were talking about how I'm going to join him, you know, in the company, my wife made a comment that you're talking about Superman. My wife's like, I'm leaving Arrow because I'm going to go work with Superman. It was just funny what she said.
yeah, if you really think about it, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
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 That's funny.
It was like, I could be his Lois Lane any day.
Exactly. That's funny.
Good point. Good point, Matt. All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Give us your favorite scene and why.
The ending. I mean, the very end when we finally see Thea being a badass. No, that.
Yeah, are we
going to
buy that? That she's going to bring it? She's going to bring all the, you know, the stunt work, the, you know, the mechanicals of being this badass. Do you think she could pull it off, Matt?
I think so. Just we don't know what Merlin is planning. He's planning something. I just somehow know.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do know that
he's
Rosso
always in the shadow.
Is in this season, and we know that he's hunting down Malcolm. But I just can't wait from what we see in the next week's episode where it's all about Thea after she left. We're going to see everything she went through. That scene is such a shocker. And then she goes, thanks, Dad. And then...
Yeah. I still can't believe Sarah's dead. They should bring her back alive somehow. Take her to that Lazarus pit.
They're not going to show the last
one. Now we're getting the original Black Canary. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then we're on how they were doing the funeral again. That was a good scene where I kind of forgot.
Yeah, that was.
Felicity was a Jew, and they, like, put a black thing on her grave before they destroyed it. And Laurel, was she amazing in last night's episode when she aimed the gun at that guy?
She stood up, right, guys? Mary Beth, Laurel, she's stepping it up now, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things I liked with her and Arrow at the end there, trying to talk her down. She was determined. She was going to kill this guy.
Oh, yeah, okay, so that was your favorite scene, Mary Beth, between Laurel and Oliver?
And the one at the funeral at the end. That was very touching.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys getting together, showing how much they were together as a team. I think that really created a mentality with them. That's what I really liked the best. Because it really, you know, showed how much of a caring group they were, and they weren't all just vigilantes. They were really people that are really caring about this person. That's one of my best scenes in the whole show. I thought that was fine. I liked
that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, how do you think her girlfriend's going to take it when she finds out that Sarah's dead?
Yeah. And I'm surprised she hasn't told her father. She should tell her father.
Oh, and then that's so sad, too, that no one has told the father here.
Yeah, I know. She was supposed to do it.
That's really sad. When
he would die. I mean, imagine if he would just crumble.
Yes.
He's going to die. I think Lance is going to die, and that's also what's going to lead to Laurel becoming the real Black Canary.
I think they might keep him around because he's kind of like the Commissioner Gordon for Batman. Boy. He's the, you know, captain for Oliver.
True,
I guess
he is.
I guess these heroes, they need an insider. Regardless, whatever happens, they still need an insider, cop, detective, commissioner, any law enforcement. Because, I mean, look at Flash. He works for the Department of Justice, so it's like all these heroes, they always need one little foot in. Don't you see that pattern?
Yeah.
All right, we did talk about our favorite moments of Sarah. Any moments that did stand out that you were kind of like, maybe we could do without? For me, I don't know. For me, this was a pretty solid episode. Even the Hong Kong, when they revealed Tommy. So there's really not that much fat I could cut out. Let's go to you, Dan from Chicago. Any scenes you would have cut out in last night's episode, Sarah?
Yeah, the scene with Oliver, Thea, and the archer where Thea was going to shoot the archer, and she did, but there was no bullets in it. They could have left that. They could have left that scene out.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. What about you, Joe from Krypton?
Like you said, man, they've been knocking all of them out of the park. They're all solid episodes. I'm a little over this whole Thea Queen. Oh, you didn't tell me the truth. I'm so mad at my family. Now I'm going to become the villain. Oh, get over it, please. Come on. I'm so over that. That whole scene at the end with her being a badass, I'm like, please get over yourself. Just quit being a crybaby. Your brother took care of you all this time. Now you're going to become a villain, please. I don't think so. So dumb.
I know. That's how you're going to get back to your brother. You're going to be the villain of this story.
Yeah. What a crybaby.
Kind of done. Dumb.
Let's go to you, Mary Beth. Any fat or, stuff that you could have cut out from this episode?
Well, the thing with Tommy, I didn't think that was really necessary. Unless they think he's going to come back as the killer. I could not see why they were bringing that in at all. I don't know the storyline. I know it's bad,
yes,
but why bring him up again? You know what I mean? That I don't think is really necessary. But maybe it is for the plot in the future. I don't know. But I didn't like that.
Mary Beth, I'm sure you're speaking for a lot of fans out there because I was thinking the same thing. I was just like, okay, they're crowbarring Tommy back in, but there's definitely a reason why because they won't just throw someone in the episode, right?
There's got to be a reason.
I agree.
If I could let that out, I didn't think that was important to the show, but
yeah.
I'm not a writer.
Okay, Matt from Florida, let's go to you. Anything you would have cut out in last night's episode, Sarah?
No, it was a great episode. Awesome. No scenes to cut. I think it was in this show has already been amazing since season one, and I just can't believe we're ready against season three. I can't wait to see how it goes.
I cannot believe I'm doing season three of the podcast. Dan from Chicago, I'm glad you're here because you were the one that said, Jesus, you have to do an Arrow podcast. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to give it a chance. And seriously, I owe it all to you, bro. We're in season three now. I know you've been off and on from the podcast, but, I mean, if it wasn't for you telling me, dude, we have to do one, I'm like, okay, we'll do one. And I'm glad I did because, I mean, it's a really kick-ass show, literally.
Now you have six other
ones. Yeah. Beginning.
Yep, and then Matt, you helped me out with Gotham Talk, so yes, I give you credit for that. Yep. And Joe from Krypton, you and your little group gave me inspiration for DC Comics Talk, so I give you credit as well.
Hey, you're welcome.
Is that on iTunes? Is that one on iTunes?
Yeah,
as well?
Yeah. I'll tell you this: the Flash Talk, Gotham Talk, and DC Comics Talk will be on iTunes probably early next week. I think Gotham Talk is already on iTunes, so you guys can check that out. And I'm gonna post the schedule that way you guys can know what night, what times. Post the schedule tomorrow night, and that way you guys can join us there.
Shows on iTunes.
What about what? The shows
on iTunes.
Yeah, we're on iTunes. Absolutely.
All right, I'll check
there
it out.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
All right, so now let's open the floor for you guys. We got a minute left. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Any questions you want to ask the group?
Well, I just can't wait to see Ra's al Ghul on the show. I mean, I think kind of disappointed that we didn't get Liam Mason to reprise his role, even though he wanted to. But
I read that he wanted to. How kick-ass is that?
I know. That would have been so crazy to see him back. But I'm just really looking forward to next week's episode. Even though I don't like Thea that much, I think she's going to be very dark this season since she's been with her father. I mean,
agreed.
We found out in season two that she's really...
Yes. What about you, Mary Beth?
I like to know when you're having your Flash podcast, because you didn't get in touch with me.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Just send it to me so I know, because the Gotham I'm not too crazy about, but the Flash I'd like to talk about, but I don't know when you schedule that one, so that's one of the things I'd like to know.
Okay, I'll send you the schedule. Yeah, I'm going to make up a little grid, and it's going to be all there for you guys to read and enjoy. All right, Joe from Krypton, let's wrap it up. What any comments, questions?
Hey, man, I just want to say that scene where Laurel totally puts that guy in that little thing in the hospital where she totally, like, debos him, where she gets angry and she's like, talk,
yeah.
Where was he or whatever. Dude, that's totally Black Canary, man. She's got the stuff, dude.
Yep.
She's going to be a badass
yep.
Black Canary.
She's,
absolutely.
She's so in training. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
All right, well, this concludes our podcast of Sarah. Please join us over at Smallville Talk as we will be discussing the 13-year anniversary of Smallville. So join us at Smallville Talk over there, and we'll talk to you next week on Arrow Talk as we get to learn more and more secrets of what's going on with our friends, you know, Oliver and Tommy and Thea and the fate of Laurel. What's going to happen? So excited. Okay, guys, so that concludes our episode. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, we wish you have a good night. Bye.